Blog Talk Radio.
You. Ready. Good evening, podcast audience. It's Wednesday night, 9 o'clock, and it's time for the world premiere podcast, The Attic.
The Attic
is an urban-based podcast. All founding members are from the beautiful, toxic state of New Jersey. Now, my team, the folks that helped me put together this podcast, I got Big Brother, the Messenger, got my baby sister, and my baby brother. We have Sister Tippy, and we have Nurse Carmen. Now, if you'll give me 60 of your minutes, guaranteed to entertain you. And again, we want to make Wednesday night, 9 o'clock, an event in your podcast life. Every Wednesday night, 9 o'clock, we want you tuned into
The Attic.
Good evening, podcast audience. This is co-producer on Blog Talk Radio, Hods to Hods premiere podcast. We've been away for a while, but we're energized and we are ready to bring you 45 minutes of entertainment tonight. So before we go too much further into the podcast, I got to check to make sure my support got their boots on, they're laced up, and we ready to roll. How we doing, Cass?
I'm well, my brother.
All right.
Fantastic. This
baby sister on the check-in. All right, see. Messenger done got a word. Messenger got a word. All right. Hey, how's... That's all of my Cass I have with me tonight? Really? Okay, then I guess that's what we got. Baby bro, we got my baby sister, Messenger, and co-producer. All right, let's let it rock, Doc. Hey, last week, I'm going to cut everybody else's microphone off. It's just going to be us three. they not getting what I'm saying right now. But anyway... Last week, we wanted to really get down on this Amber Geiger situation. So we're a little behind, but our view, I guarantee, is going to be enlightening. So Amber Geiger, police officer in Texas, claims she went in the wrong apartment, got in the apartment, brother sitting up in there, I don't know, having some cookies and milk. I don't know what he was doing. And she unloaded on that ass, yo, killed him. Her defense was she was in the wrong apartment, but then she felt threatened and she had to do what she had to do. And for that heinous crime, I'm sorry. This is where the shit takes a turn at. For that crime, they gave her 10 years. And let me tell you something. Again, it wasn't no controversial case. The media made it controversial, but here's what you have. I'm sorry. You have a police officer. First of all, you are a trained police officer going in the wrong apartment. Now you have testimony that says from other people, yeah, that happens. Now, hold on. Wait a minute. Do y'all remember this place that we used to call the Alabama Projects? Anybody remember that? If I'm not mistaken, I'm just saying, all the buildings look the same. All the damn doors look the same. You know what I'm, how many times do you remember just busting up in somebody's house and you getting and they shooting you? See, I'm just, and for a police officer to use that as a defense, I thought that was just crazy. You mean with all that damn training you have, you go on raids, you can't get in your own damn apartment? but yet I'm supposed to trust you to protect and serve? That's some I call bullshit. That's the first bullshit. That's the first bullshit. Now, the family, to the family, again, because we're going to take, this is going to be a roller coaster. The family, I got mad love and respect for, because I'm telling you, that's what they're supposed to do. You're not supposed to, again, I don't know if I could have gave it up that easy. Don't get me wrong. But that's what the family, I'm getting a little echo somewhere. But that's what the family was supposed to do. So, to the family, you know, God bless you, because he showed up and showed us the true meaning of what he's about. So now, we went from bullshit to that agape-type love, but now we're going back to some bullshit. How the judge going to give this lady a Bible and a hug? When the last time you see the judge send anybody to jail with a hug? So even though this police officer went into the wrong apartment and shot somebody, she getting hugs and everybody feeling sorry for her. I'm sorry. No, I don't feel sorry for you. I'm sorry. You made a mistake, and that mistake got to cost you. Now, again, you can say it wasn't intentional, but I'm sorry, damn it. You're a police officer, but you can't get in your own house. And even when you seen the man in there, you felt threatened. He didn't have a gun. He didn't brandish a weapon on you. So my thing with that whole case was, out of that whole assed up situation, I come out of that saying the only thing that was touching about that case was the family. And I'm telling you, man, well, excuse me, not all the family, because I'm sorry, I would turn this microphone over in about 2 minutes. But I've seen some interviews, and all the family wasn't that forgiving. But I think that was a beautiful act. And I think that was a pure manifestation of the spirit of God that we all have in us. No, I ain't taking this Thursday night. But I'm just saying, so that was beautiful on the family's part. So now I'm going to take a breath. Cass, tell me what you think. Give me your opinion on this cop going in the brother's house. We ain't going to make it color. The cop going in somebody's house, shooting them, and then getting 10 years for it. What do you think about that?
I question the whole way in which she went about handling it prior to and after the shooting, because from my understanding, she was texting leading up to the shooting. And then there was also some questions in regards to when she came into the apartment. There were some distinct things about it that should have jumped out at her to let her know that wasn't, in fact, her apartment. I think he had, like, some type of bright red mat at his door. And
not
some other things
mat.
That were, you know, on the walls and things like that. That should have let her know that was not, in fact, her apartment. And then also, after she shot him, they said that there was witnesses said that she was seen pacing back and forth. So, I mean, as he lay there, you know, dying or gasping for his breath, she never was performing any kind of CPR or anything on him, because there was no blood or anything on her showing where she tried to, you know, administer any kind of CPR on him. So you let him lay there to die. So, because they said that you were seen pacing back and forth, and then they allowed her to get in her car to erase her texts. Other officers, when they got on the scene, they allowed her to get in the car. So just a lot. There's a lot of, you know, things that were done that she was allowed to do. And as I said, how she handled herself after the shooting, that's just really, you know, suspect and could have. There's things that she could have done that maybe could have, I don't know, she could have saved him. I don't know, but did you try?
Yeah, that's what I heard, that after she shot him, she started texting somebody else. She never attended to him. And when the cops got there, the guy that she had texted, he erased his texts and she erased hers, and plus the cops kind of corralled her and told her what to not do, you know what I'm saying, what to do and what not to do. So they pretty much gave her, in my mind, a couple of minutes there or some time to kind of get rid of some of those texts and stuff.
See?
Like that, and they was telling her what to say.
And that's little shit like that lets you know that that ain't for real. I mean, in other words, when I said that ain't for real.
I was going to say one more thing real quick. Believe it or not, cops do a lot of times, and it really depends on where you live, but it happens a lot more so with black people than, you know, where you live at, than white people. Cops do get the wrong address, and they might raid the wrong house and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? Or bust in somebody's house and end up shooting the wrong person because they got the wrong house.
Now, there's
case, she thought she was walking into her own apartment, which
I think it was the difference of
the third and fourth floor. So I don't understand why his door was unlocked, but I mean, maybe he felt comfortable. I don't know whether he might have been expecting someone to come by. I don't know. But nevertheless, he was in the comforts of his own home. So, I mean, with her walking in, there should have been some kind of indication to let her know this was not my apartment, period. I mean, usually when you walk in your own house, you even know how your own house smells. Seriously, you do. I mean, you got things on the wall. There's fixtures. There's things on your walls that you know this is not my house. This is just not my house.
She could have got off on the wrong floor, but I think once you saw that door open, you thought it was something up to no good going on in that apartment, and you might have thought that he might have been burglarizing that apartment.
But to me, if y'all lived in that same building, haven't you seen him before? I mean, it seems like you guys should have been familiar with one another. If you lived in that building, I like to think you've at least seen each other. But even if you've never seen each other before, you should have known that that wasn't your apartment. Or were you distracted because you were busy texting?
I think that, I like what you said. What you say?
I said, well, was she high? You know? Was she that?
No, you know what? Go ahead, Messi. I'm sorry.
No, I'm good.
Well, you know what? I like what Baby Bro just said. You probably went there again, and somebody got a big echo in the back, and it's not sounding crazy. But now you probably went to the apartment, and once you opened the door, you realized it's not yours, but you heard something. So now you just transitioned from I'm going home to wait a minute, I'm back in cop mode. Even though this is not my apartment, I hear something rambling in there, and now I'm going to cop mode to figure out what it is. That's what I believe happened. That or she knew that dude, and what we think is a mistake was some intentional shit, man. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Like Baby Sis said, they all in the same building. Huh?
Yeah, it definitely
yeah I mean, I find it hard to believe
no
you've never seen
yeah.
me before.
Yeah.
And you're a cop and you're very observant, supposed to be. And if you did make that mistake.
Yes.
If you did
unless
make that mistake,
unless,
wrong.
Unless you were so busy, because they said she was sexting. I mean, which means you're texting, but you're she was texting another officer.
Only certain people can get away with that bullshit. I'm trying to keep this as an issue podcast tonight, but only let me tell you something, okay? Who in their right mind? Now again, unless you high, maybe who in their right mind can't walk into somebody else's house and realize within like 2 seconds that this ain't my shit? I mean, come on. I'm sorry. The complex I live in, all these houses are built the same. Now I might pull up and park in front of the wrong one, but when I walk up to that door, and even if the door opens, when I open that door, I know what my apartment looked like, or if I'm drunk, should look like. So when you walk
that's
up in there,
that's all I'm saying. That's all
yeah,
I'm saying.
Know
so
that
I just think
see,
I think she was
that.
Distracted. I think
yeah.
she was really distracted because she was
that's
so busy
why.
Into testing.
Yeah.
And when she
that's
and maybe he walked in, maybe he walked up, you know, walked out of another room. It startled her and she shot. She you know she
no,
reached her gun and shot him.
That's why I said I'll give her getting off on the wrong floor. But when you
that's
got to
it.
That apartment, you knew that
yeah.
wasn't your apartment. But because the
yep.
door was ajar, you went into cop mode.
Yep.
Unless you were drunk or high and distracted because you were texting and you still entered the apartment anyway, he walked out of another room, startled you, and you just
yeah.
shot him.
Now,
because even if you're texting, when you go to open your door, you got to stop texting to.
Yeah.
Use your hand to open that door. So at that particular
but his,
time,
but the
you
door
noticed.
Was on his door. The door was unlocked.
Okay,
so
never had
saying,
to use
so,
the key.
No,
the door
so
was
she,
unlocked.
If I
so
get
she
to
was
my door,
right
and
after
I,
she shot him.
Yeah. So if I
no,
get to my
again,
door,
like
it's
I
unlocked.
Said, well, the only,
no,
the only other thing
it.
For that is because no. she was distracted because she was texting.
I think she knew what she was doing, and I think that as
yeah.
time goes on, somebody in that building gonna say they seen them jokers arguing a week or two prior to that. It's gonna change the complex.
Here's another twist.
Ain't nobody gonna say nothing because there was
okay.
a witness, but he got shot and killed.
I'm saying
so.
He
who's
got
gonna
shot
speak
and
up
killed,
now?
Exactly.
Okay. All right. Well,
so
you know,
the likelihood of
that
happening
but,
again is slim to none.
But I'll say this. Now we brought a whole lot of turns to it, or you know again what could what might have, but let's take it at face value. Let's just say everything lines up. Let's say that the police officer lady came home, went in the wrong apartment. Somebody was in there and she shot him. So. Even if that's what happens, then there's still got to be a penalty, I think, of more than 10 years in jail. I'm sorry. I say that because you are a trained police officer. This is not like somebody jumped out and surprised you. You went to the wrong place. So I don't buy that whole thing. And then again, with the judge hugging and all that, that to me, I think
well,
that judge
that
should
was
be reprimanded.
That's crazy. That was
yeah.
crazy.
Yeah, if you want to hug and if you want to hold her and give her Bibles and stuff, then why you send her to jail?
Well, see,
that
was
that
one of them moments
when
the judge looked at
her and that was unprofessional.
Yeah,
that was
no, this one hurt you more than
the
judge me.
Then she asked
yeah.
the judge for a hug, and the judge came down with the Bible and gave her the Bible and a hug. The judge, she didn't just come down and give her a hug. She asked the judge for a hug.
So now what happens now is this.
Unprofessional.
That was very unprofessional, I thought. This,
very
now,
unprofessional.
Again, after the trial, if the judge wanted to hug her, she could have went back to booking
absolutely.
Or somewhere else. But okay, so now you go hug everybody? Where does this shit stop?
Right.
Because now if I ask you for
right.
a hug and you don't give me one, what, you only hug convicted white women? You
that
only
was
hug,
only a one-time
right.
thing, man. That was a one-time thing, man. I'm pretty sure she sent
okay.
but yeah,
plenty
but
of
once
black
you
people
start
away.
Stuff like that, but
yes.
once you start it, there's a problem.
If I'm the next case, and if I was sitting in that courtroom, you know, I'm sure it wasn't, but if I'm sitting in that courtroom, and I'm the next case, and I get sent to jail, and I say, Yana, you know, I'd like to hug you, Yana. What, you going to tell me no?
Right,
now you're showing
now you
bias.
Got a problem.
Now you got a problem.
That's why you can't start stuff like that because
yeah.
it's unprofessional. You got to keep it. You have to keep
yeah,
it
that was just
within
silly
the
me.
Right.
Yeah,
you
that
can't do
just,
that.
That was just silly to me.
It was unprofessional, period. You just can't do stuff like that. Not, like you said, something on the side, you know, after court is over. If you wanted to do that on your own time, that's one thing. But not in that courtroom. You have to keep it at the, you know, you have to keep it professional, and that just wasn't the place for that. Not for the judge, anyway. The judge should not have done that. You know, the brother, that's one thing, but not the judge.
And not to jump topics real quick, it was a black lady that was in her home. She got shot because the neighbor had called the cops to do a wellness check. because he noticed her his neighbor doors was open, and the police showed up quietly. They never announced themselves, and she was walking through her house because she heard somebody, you know, around her house, and she has a gun, which she has, you know, a license for. But anyway, the cop saw her. He yelled, "Put your hands up," and shot her. And he said he felt threatened for his life, but I guess they checked the body cam and realized he didn't do like he said that he did. You know, like, I guess, like, announced himself and all that. And they fired him and brought him up on charges. See, that's because they can't defend his actions with that he felt threatened, because he was clearly wrong. And when the public see that or hear that.
You said they can't defend it? Okay.
No.
All right.
No, they fired him.
Yeah, okay.
They fired him. And brought him up on charges.
I thought he resigned before they could fire him.
Oh, yeah, he
him.
Resigned. Yeah, all right, he resigned.
Yeah,
yeah,
I heard
but they
he
brought
resigned
him up on murder
like
charges.
A
yeah.
He resigned like a coward. He resigned before they could fire
what's
him.
What's this?
That's because
so
he knew he lied. That's because he knew he lied.
They all lie. He was just
yeah.
a sacrificial lamb. Every once in a while, they got to
yeah.
get somebody. Not too
somebody
many,
get
but
caught.
Every once in a while.
And you know
so
how you
they
can tell.
That body, if they didn't have that body cam, you could trust
yeah.
and believe
well,
he would have rolled that lie to the wheels fell off.
Everybody got body cam, but the fact that they
right.
let that body cam out to the public lets you know, yes, we're getting ready to sacrifice your ass. Because if we didn't want to sacrifice you, you normally have to wait what, a month, 2 months to get that body cam.
Yeah.
They let that shit out so fast. He was probably a problem. Hell, but that cop. He was probably
he wasn't
a problem officer, man.
No,
he wasn't a problem officer.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was just a rookie.
That's right.
I don't think he was a problem.
He don't
I
know.
I just think he was
it
a rookie.
It was another rookie training him. I'm sorry. That's right. I got my stories mixed up because they asked one of the police officers about it, and she said not saying it's right, but when you have rookies training rookies, shit like this happens. Yeah.
Cause that's what the Code of Blue is all
up.
About. That's what the Code of Blue is all about. When something happens, they protect their own. Everybody files a false report. So therefore, because everybody's story looks the same, they'll go with the benefit of a doubt. Just like if you go to court and a cop accuses you of doing 50 miles an hour, and they call that cop in, who do you think that judge is going to take whose word, the cop or yours? That judge is going to take the cop. So normally that's what the judges do. They take the cop word and the prosecutor.
No.
But,
let me tell you
but
about that
evidence
again.
Was just so overwhelming that he was wrong. That's why he resigned and they brought him up on charges immediately. They didn't even let this simmer 2 and 3 months.
But that can't be the case because look how many actual cops' wrongdoings were recorded on video and put on YouTube and everybody's seen it. And it still didn't stop them from protecting their own. They just decided to give him up.
That's
once
all that
again,
was.
The prosecutor.
No.
Who's the boss of the cops? The prosecutor.
It doesn't matter,
it's the prosecutor. It is. It's the prosecutor's job to bring charges. He can either bring charges with that grand jury. It all depends on how that prosecutor presents this to the grand jury.
It all depends on even if they're going to present it. Again, most
that
times.
Too.
Again, yeah, okay, but most, I guess they decided that this case here and this officer, okay, we're going to throw this one to the public. But again,
if I'm not mistaken, bro, I think
yeah.
the captain is black, and that's why, that's what they're afraid of, because the captain on this one is black. And I think he ain't letting it slide. That's right.
I don't know. Cause are you sure about that? Because, well, unless the person that was
no,
doing
I'm not,
this,
I'm not.
Unless the guy that was doing this, the news, who,
podcast,
what do you call
I ain't
that?
Sure about nothing.
Because the one that was doing the.
It's the Hodge on Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this the attic. I ain't sure about nothing.
What's this he said? He said, I know a little bit about it now.
When they were doing the press conference, the officer that was doing the statement, which I'm assuming was the police captain, he was white. So I don't know. I mean, but again, I don't know if he was
the
actual. I don't know. I don't know if he was the captain or not.
Hey, I might have had too much color in my TV. I might have had too much color in the TV.
No, but again,
I
I don't know, because I didn't hear him identify who he was. He had on a uniform, but I mean, I didn't check his bars on his sleeve to see if he was a captain or not.
Yeah. But you know what, though? Let me say this to you. All, again, if they really want to stop cops from just unjustifiably just shooting motherfuckers, excuse me, if they want to stop cops from just shooting people, all they got to do is send one or two of them to jail. Again, when you found doing the wrong thing. Now, again, there's a big difference between somebody draw down on you and then you got to, you got to get back at them. Big difference, man. But when it is just like the McGregor, the Amber case, just like this case, see, those folks should be paying severe penalties, because that is the only thing, or that is the only message that's going to go and reach these precincts to let them know that that shit is not all right anymore. And let me tell you about that brother in blue code. That shit is for real. And let me tell you something. I got a lot of friends who are police officers, and that shit is for real. And that's why I'm going to get off subject. I'm going to come right back. That's why when you see three white cops beating up on a black guy, and then the black cop come up, see, that black cop can't just come up there and snatch them white cops off of that black guy. We know that's what should happen. But that's not what's going to happen. And we just got to understand that.
You know
go ahead, brother.
I'm sorry. It just so happens that in Patterson, they had six Hispanic cops that they just kicked off the force and got charges on, because they was stopping people for whatever reason, taking their drugs, turning around and selling their drugs and all that stuff while on duty.
Not even so much drug dealers. They were just stopping people, period.
Taking
their money and
people,
stuff like that. But here's the thing with that. That wasn't so much the police. That was the FBI doing an investigation on the police here. That's how they got caught. Let me also ask you this. How come when a prosecutor convicts somebody, there's a man right now that's on death row, I think he's within the next week or two, he's supposed to be put to death, but the evidence shows that he didn't commit the crime, and the prosecutor refuses to open up a new trial for that man, because he, in his mind, he know the cops did this guy wrong, but in his mind, he refused to give my man a new trial or whatever, or the judges, they refused to give him a new trial because that prosecutor is not admitting no mistakes. And this was at the time when they didn't have DNA, but now DNA has proven that he had nothing to do with that. They actually think the first suspect was a cop. The girl was messing with a cop. He was white. She white. And she started messing around with a black dude. And the white cop, he has been accused of abuse in the past. But they disregarded him and picked up the black dude and charged him with this murder. And now he on death row. I think in November, they will be putting him to death.
Hey, listen.
So
I hope you make this story. Since our topic is unjustified shootings, can you twist the story around so it ends up that the cop came in to his apartment and shot him or something, so we stay on topic?
No. I'm just making a point about the prosecutor.
Now, I know.
It's the way the prosecutor presents his case to the grand jury. They said, what is that? A prosecutor can convict what? What is that saying? A prosecutor can convict it's some stupid saying like that, like meaning like a piece of toast. You know what I'm saying? It's all on the prosecutor. How he presents the evidence to the grand jury, that's how.
Okay.
Because most people believe if this guy is this, then he must be guilty.
We're
going to bring him up on charges. And remember, they all work hand in hand. The cops just work for the prosecutor, who in turn worked for the judge, who in turn worked for the system. And what is the
system
here
for? But at
some
point, man,
keeping
at some point, is a cop going to come in somebody's house and shoot him before your story is over?
Oh, all right, yeah. So then, yeah, well, they was looking for evidence.
And then they came in and shot him.
Yeah, nigga came in there and shut up. All right,
here we go, man. Come on. Thank you, man.
If I could interject
for a moment.
Go ahead.
I would just like to say it's just sad because the neighbor who called, who asked to have the officer come to do this wellness did this because apparently they did it because they weren't sure if there was a problem. I believe the girl who got shot, I think she was caring for her parent, her mom or somebody who was sickly. So they just asked for wellness because they weren't sure.
So the neighbor thought they
were
doing the right
thing. Right. And so now they feel horrible about this because they feel like if they would have never asked for this wellness check, this, you know, young lady would still be alive. And that's terrible because they felt like they were doing a good thing, because when they call for this wellness, anybody that knows about a wellness check, that's not even anything that's of a high alert. It's just more of like a concern type of call. It doesn't require anything that's where you come with force, you know, where it requires anybody
hours.
To, you know.
I think they showed up 3 hours later. After she made the call, they showed up 3 hours later.
Also, too.
So it wasn't a high.
And I mean, she was a pre-med student, you know what I mean? So she had, you know, a lot, you know, going on in her life. It wasn't just like she was some Joe Schmo. Not that Joe Schmo doesn't, you know, isn't entitled to have a life either. But the point that I'm making is she had a lot to live for and a lot to going on in her life. And for her to be snatched from her like that is just outrageous.
And see, also,
you know,
it's
ridiculous.
After they shot her, she had down. They said she had a gun in the house, and then they said she had the gun in her hand. So once right there, they're trying to control the narrative of, oh, she was walking through the house with a gun in her hand. That's possibly why the cop felt.
If somebody is wandering around your property, and they're not announcing who they are at night. And they're not announcing who they are, and they're wandering around your property, and you have a gun and it's licensed and you're registered to carry it. You're not. I totally get what she did.
They're saying she did nothing wrong. She had every right to walk around.
No, she did not do anything wrong. She didn't do anything wrong.
Once
he
again,
should have announced that he was a cop.
Which gets me back to the cop saying he felt threatened. But come to find out, because of the body cam, you didn't announce yourself. Yeah, you never announced yourself that you was there, because all you had to do was go and knock on the door, ring the doorbell or something.
But you know what?
Absolutely,
I seen the video from the body cam. My man said, either stop, halt. It went like, hold, put your hands up. Bam! So even if she had wanted to, even if she had wanted to put her hands up, as soon as he said, put your hands up, before the P was pronounced, you were pow.
She never had a chance. She never had a chance.
Then
she never had a
chance. She put her hands up, and I seen something in her hand, and I didn't know what it was. And I
hey, but listen, one second. I promised Jarrett that we would talk about his boss for at least 10 minutes tonight, y'all. So we're going to have to transition off of cops killing people by mistake. And we got to talk about 45. I promised Jarrett I'd talk about him for at least 10 minutes. Hey, listen. his ass is in trouble. He on the hot seat. But you can never notice that. You would never know that from talking to him. That joker, our president, man, he a piece of work. He is a piece of work. They run up on him. Now, of all the shit, again, that they say he did, but nobody can prove, of all that shit, they finally get his ass, because he tried to pressure the Ukrainian government into some investigation on Joe Biden and Joe Biden's son. Now, the Republicans are spinning that to, I don't give a shit what Joe Biden or Joe Biden's son did or did not do. You got to understand this. The fact that our president asked anybody to investigate a foreign government to investigate for him, or not even for him, to investigate and give the findings to him. Come on, that's an impeachable act, because I'm telling you, when you do favors like that, favors got to be paid back. And he doubles down. They get in his case about that. So he goes on TV and says, China should investigate him too. Now, the Republicans are saying he never told China to investigate. He said they should investigate. But I don't know. Tell me, what's your feelings on this, man? Do you think we're about to roll his ass up out of here, or you think he gonna survive this? Somebody.
No, they gonna get him. They gonna get him. It just takes some time, because one of the things, realizing that the Senate ain't gonna do their job, what Nancy is trying to do is get the country, you know, like right now she's at 50-something%. She's trying to get that up a little bit, where the Republicans got to do something. And so that's why they're slow walking them down, because they're getting the evidence and stuff. And people are starting to come forward now. He's been stopping everybody, but now people are coming forward and telling their side. So they're going to get them.
Wait a minute. Hold on. And I know we're going to – go ahead. Anybody else got any feelings on that? Any thoughts on that?
Yeah, they're going
to
get them.
I mean, I totally agree. And I mean, and they're also pulling up comments from, you know, what is it, Lindsey Graham, in regards to how with Watergate, you know, when Nixon didn't want to, when they were being subpoenaed, and how they didn't want to give up information, handing documents. And he was saying, the moment you do stuff like that, that's, you know, those things are grounds for impeachment. And those are the very things that Republicans are doing now, starting with Pence, Pompeo, all of them. They're not Giuliani.
Oh,
they're being – excuse me?
They made it clear. We're not going to help you in this investigation. We think it's a hoax, and we're not going to help. Now, how the hell are you going to tell the House of Representatives you're not helping? I mean, and you know what we do? They keep giving them these soft deadlines. Here, you got to have me these documents by Monday at 12 o'clock. Oh, you don't have it Monday at 12? Well, you better have it Wednesday by 3. Oh, you don't have it Wednesday
by
3?
Well, not anymore. I mean, that
well,
was
okay.
Before.
Yeah, that's
that
not
was
what
the,
I'm
that,
saying.
That's not of lately. Not of lately.
Well, that's not of lately only because there are people starting to come forward. What you got to understand is if they tell them to give it to them and they don't give it to them, they got no way of getting it. The FBI, the Department of Justice is in their corner. So they've got no way of getting it. So honestly, all they can do is give dates and then hope it go to court, and then it's still going to be tied up. So they don't really have, you know, they can't say as of tomorrow, I better have it or something going to happen, because ain't nothing going to happen. Except
if something can happen. They can. It's just more things that they can add to the list of impeachable acts that they're, the fact that they're defying that, especially with
right.
Like with Pence and all of them not handing in stuff that they're being subpoenaed to do, and they're not following that. That's an impeachable act.
But the thing is, they can't
make them. But again, they by the fact that they're not complying with that, you know, those things can be held against them. Absolutely, they can't make you, but it can be held against you.
If we win the presidency next year, then ain't nothing you can do about it. Nothing. So
that's
why if we don't get him out of office, right? If we don't get him out of office, there is nothing we can do to touch him or his crew, because you see how they care about everybody. They don't care about the law.
Here's another thing too, because what they're doing is they're going by the Donald Trump playbook. Keep that shit tied up in court. Let that shit go to the courts and play out there, and it might be 6 months, a year from now, and by then, ain't nobody going to give a shit. Just like with that Mueller thing. That Mueller thing took how long? A year, 2 years?
Well, that was a lot more complicated. Like I said, that was 400 pages. A lot of people didn't understand that, and they didn't even read it.
Yeah,
so,
well, people
you know,
don't like to read.
But I mean,
much
but
less.
This is pretty. This is much more easier to understand. You know, the charges here are much more easier to understand, and that's why they've got more Americans on their side. The country is more on in more in agreement, I think, with him being impeached.
Because this is
very easy to understand.
His balls got bigger when he got away with that Mueller shit, and now he's blatantly going on TV and doing reports and stuff like that. When they ask him questions, he's doing that right out in the opening.
Yeah, but I think this one might stick, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, because they got the evidence with him talking on TV. He's saying they should do this. And then you're catching Rudy Giuliani doing what he's doing, and it all ties on going back to that Paul Manafort, and it all comes back to Donald Trump.
But Rudy Giuliani is the character,
it's just,
man.
It's just easier to understand. The Mueller report was just, like I said, a lot of people they didn't even read it. They didn't even really understand it. And I think that's why it didn't stick.
It was a bullshit report.
They pass bills and they put some shit in there that people
call the writer
because they don't read the whole bill. But that's my point. People don't like to read, much less that Mueller report. There was what, 900 pages? Do you think somebody actually gonna sit down and read 900
pages?
But let's be real. The Mueller report wasn't shit. If you look at it, 900 pages of bullshit. How are you going to spend 2 years doing stuff and investigating people and can't come up with really nothing? So the Mueller report, that's why it didn't do anything, because it wasn't shit. A whole lot of maybe, coulda, woulda, shoulda, but they didn't tell anybody he did anything. We can't say he did or he didn't.
Well, say that
so
once again. That wasn't his job.
His job
was something kind of went on, but I can't tell what went on. But that's the Senate's job, the Senate and the House job to investigate this and find out. Y'all got the power to get this shit. See, everybody that he wanted to talk to, Trump tell him what? No, don't do it. That's why these couple of people that's coming forward now, he told them not to testify, and they was like, you know what? Fuck you. I'm going to testify. That's why they got what they got now. Because they see it so
plainly. I just think people are sick of the nonsense. They just sick of the nonsense.
That's what it is.
Because what they don't understand, well, now the shoe drop, that nigga ain't going to be there to give you no pardon. You on your own. You can go back and ask any of them 50 people that was in this cabinet that ain't there now.
He said,
he ain't going to be there for you.
You get caught, you on your own.
Yeah.
Was it? But you watch before it's all over with. Rudy gonna get all of them in trouble, man.
Yeah,
I think so too.
Rudy gonna get everybody in trouble looking for a headline.
But just like he did with Cohen, that's my lawyer. One day he is lawyer, the next day, oh, they ain't my lawyer. It's gonna be the same thing with Kevin Rudy.
Well, again, but with through all of that stuff there, man. I mean, it don't seem the Democrats. We still struggling to get that front runner, man. But again, I still say Warren is probably the best fit for the job. But I don't think
she's
elected.
Well, she struggled a little.
You know,
well, they kind of was
auntie,
all over her at the debate last night.
Auntie, I was listening to Auntie, and now I'm not so sure. Auntie got some good ideas, but these ideas Auntie got, I don't know how they're going to pay for them.
Well,
but
that's what they were getting on her about. That's what they were all over her at the debate.
How they pay for anything else? They don't
thank
pay
you.
For it.
That, thank you.
Don't let them, see,
hey, don't let them
of,
fuck
this
with
is,
that.
This is the same thing they did to Hillary last year. They made Hillary seem like she was the worst person in the world. I bet you they take Hillary ass now.
Mm.
They do that all the time. Oh, you know, they got the Democrats coming at her. And that's their job because they want to win. But
you know what? But it's not their job. It's to me, them debates last night, all of them jumping on each other. Not only person that came for Trump was Corey.
That's what I
the only
like.
One.
Going at, to me, those debates shouldn't be about going after each other. It should be more about
it
how you don't make
be.
Shit
they
right.
should be going after 45, and Corey
but
was the only one that went after him. The only one.
But everybody is
fighting
for that number one spot.
Everybody that went after her. They was all 1% and 2%. They got to make a moment. And so let's go against the number one person. And because she's number one now, they want to come against her. But what she did was she just held up peace. Yeah, she was a little nervous. She wasn't used to
and
coming out of
with
like
that.
That
comment, we are going to have to bring our podcast to a close this evening. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, I thank you all for joining Hodge to Hodge on Block Talk Radio. Again, we take old topics, put a little seasoning on them, and make them new again. We gave you a different perspective on Amber Geiger, whatever her name is, that the police officer who shot the gentleman
MacGyver.
In his own house. MacGyver. No, it's G-U-Y-V-E-R.
TV show. He called
him MacGyver.
All right.
Just leave me alone. Let me close this. You just heard the message say about
we ain't got to be right.
We have
right,
a hot track. We hot to
all right. All right.
Hey,
all right.
But good evening.
Call a killer.
Yeah, we just down there chilling.
Right, right.
Say, who y'all with? Well, me, Killer, you know, we just over here chilling.
Yeah.
Go up in the wrong apartment in a minute.
Not to mention, she ain't got to do the whole 10. She only going to probably do
Yeah,
like
she going to do 5. Again, the price of human life, man.
And get
hey, but listen, that's our show for tonight, folks. Please tune in next Wednesday. Hodge to Hodge on Block Talk Radio, the premier podcast, The Attic. Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Who's that, Carmen?
Mm-hmm.
Where you been?
You ain't checking in.
When we was doing the roll call, I didn't hear you.
No,
I didn't hear you either.
Real sneaky.
I didn't hear you either, bro.
You might have to change your name to Sneaky-Ass Carmen.
Can you hear me?
Hey, you can hear me?
Hey, what's up, Pops?
I'm okay. I don't like you talking about my daughter like that now.
She was quiet. FBI, she was eavesdropping.
I can't let you do that. I cannot let
right.
you do that.
He said, "No,
that
not happening."
That interference. That look. That explains what that interference was coming early that you heard. I'm just saying.
All right. Hey, listen, everybody. Have a nice evening. Hey, we missed you on the show tonight, Pop. Get you back next weekend, next Wednesday.
I was listening. What I wanted to say, nobody. See, I want to talk about Fort Worth. That's bigger, I think.
You want to talk about what?
But Fort Worth, but that's for another show.
Oh, okay.
The Fort Worth thing. The woman in our house. You didn't hear that?
Yeah, we talked about that, Daddy. We talked about it.
Oh, you missed it, too.
Both
of y'all was late.
Yeah. I heard it. I wasn't late. I was here in the beginning, but Daddy wasn't. Yeah.
No, I was.
Hey, I'm about to disconnect y'all.
Bye.